The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you today in part by Glamourine. And now here are the stars of our show speaking for Glamourine.
Hey, for Pete's sake, what's this?
What's what?
Thought we weren't going to buy anything new right now.
What are you talking about?
A chair.
Oh, don't you recognize it?
No.
Oh, you do, too.
I don't either.
That's the chair I had in the back room. But I cleaned the upholstery with Glamourine, and look at it.
Hey, looks like new. Darn if it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Glamourine, eh?
No, look at the color. I'd forgotten it was such a pretty chair. Glamourine makes rugs and upholsters so fresh and clean, bright as new.
Boy, it sure does.
Ladies, you too will marvel at the way Glamourine cleans even the most delicate upholstery fabrics, makes colors bright as new again. That's because only Glamourine has that extra built-in brightening action that works wonders on even the most delicate fabrics. Get your Glamourine now in the generous spring cleaning combination offer. The giant 98-cent pint free with the giant quart, both for the price of the quart alone. Only $1.89. Get yours today while the supply lasts.
Aunt Effie?
Aunt Effie?
Yes, dear?
Now, listen, you stop ironing curtains now. You have worked all day.
Oh, I'm not the least bit tired. My goodness, that's the reason I came over to help you with the spring housework.
Well, you just go sit down and rest.
Oh.
I was trying to start dinner anyhow, and I've got to take the ironing board down so I have room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just go upstairs and hang these curtains up, and we'll have the guest room done.
Oh, fine.
Whoa!
Oh, there he is, and I haven't even started dinner.
Oh, boy, this place still looks as if a tornado hit it.
Yes, and it will for the rest of the week, so you might as well get used to it.
Hey, you look like a bride, Aunt Effie.
These are the guest room curtains.
Well, I brought in the morning mail. You apparently didn't even take it out of the box. Telephone bill, light bill.
Oh, well, Aunt Effie and I have been so busy, I never thought of the mail. Anything for me?
Yeah. Hey, who do you know in Boston?
Oh, Mildred Baxter. Well, she lives in Burlington. That's right near Boston. Leona Gifford. She works in the library there, but she generally writes me just at Christmas time.
No. This seems to be from a law firm.
Open it, will you? I'm peeling potatoes. My hands are all wet.
Now, maybe you've inherited some money from a long-lost relative.
That'll be the day. I know Janet Ross from Boston. She married a fellow named, Larson, I think.
For Pete's sake!
What?
My gosh!
What?
That's it!
Oh, is it Larson? I knew it began with
no, it. No, you're inheriting money!
Oh, stop kidding.
What the best you are? Look, you're inheriting money. Here, read the letter.
Spring clean with Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner. Remember, while the supply lasts, the giant 98-cent pint is yours free with the giant quart, both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean again. Remember, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine and the giant quart pint combination today, both for only $1.89.
Well, I just can't believe it. Imagine inheriting money from somebody I didn't even know existed. What was her name again?
Laura Cummings.
I never even heard of her. How can you have a cousin you never even heard of? I wonder if it's true.
Well, I hope so. Apparently she died without leaving a will, so the estate's going to be divided up amongst the surviving relatives. Anything you get will be a nice little windfall.
Oh, honey.
What?
It's not nice to have good luck out of somebody's bad luck.
What's the bad luck?
She died.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of tough luck, yeah.
Really?
Well, what happened, you see? This Laura probably intended to leave her money to somebody she knew and liked. Instead of that, because she didn't leave a will, her money is getting parceled out to a dozen people she never even knew.
Well, I got the curtains off in the guest room. My goodness, they look so fresh and lovely. I don't think there's anything nicer than looking at freshly ironed organdy ruffle curtains. Now, can I help with dinner?
Show Aunt Effie the letter.
Oh, here. I can't see things without my glasses.
I'm going to inherit some money.
No! A cousin Laura who died last year.
Yeah, she died without a will. So her money's getting parceled out to various and sundry relatives and never even heard of, you know.
Wait a minute. Laura, that wasn't her name. It was Larissa or something like that. Yes. I know who she was now. My father had an older brother about, 20 years old or something, and he had a daughter named Larissa or something like that. And I remember now she lived near Boston. She probably shortened her name to Laura. Oh, dear, I can't believe it.
Why?
Because there was a terrible family quarrel when my grandfather died. I remember that, and I know they haven't spoken to this Larissa or Laura for 25 years.
Why?
Well, when grandfather died, they were dividing up who got what. And Aunt Mary felt she should have the old china turkey platter, and Laura wanted it. And I guess they had a fight, and one morning they all got up, and Laura walked off with a platter. Just took it, I guess.
You mean saying all these years they haven't spoken because of an old turkey platter?
Yeah, well, it was sort of special. It was called the China Platter. It came from China back in the early 1800s. It's about the only real antique the family ever had, I guess. And Aunt Mary still says Thanksgiving isn't Thanksgiving without the old china platter.
Oh, my. Isn't it terrible the way families can quarrel over such things? You know, my sister Sarah has never forgiven me because I got Mother's cameo brooch. But Mother always said I was to have it.
Look, why don't you call your Aunt Mary? Maybe she knows something about all this.
Yes, do that, dear. I'll finish getting
here. All right, Aunt Effie. I don't imagine Laura left very much of you. Well, operator, give me long distance, please.
Go to Boston? I am most certainly not going to go to Boston.
Hold on, Aunt Mary. Hold on, dear. And dear, Aunt Mary is very upset. She thinks somebody in the family ought to go to Boston at once.
Why?
Well, Aunt Mary got a letter like mine this morning. She's going to call us tonight. She's very upset about Laura.
How can she be so upset if she hasn't even spoken to Laura for more than 25 years? Seems
to me. Yes, Aunt Mary. Yes. All right. Well, just hold on. Your Aunt Mary can't go herself. Her arthritis is bothering her, but she wishes you would go. She is so upset.
Upset about what?
The china turkey platter.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
She said Laura's house has probably been closed up, and before anybody gets in there, she wants to make sure the turkey platter gets back into the family.
You mean I'm to go to Boston, go to all the expensive tracing up to Boston, just to bring back a turkey platter?
Dear, talk to Aunt Mary yourself. Talk to her.
I'm not going to talk to Aunt Mary. I'm not even going to talk to you about it. Look, I got a job, you remember? I can't just up and waltz off on some wild turkey chase to bring back a platter.
Oh, Aunt Mary, he doesn't feel he can get away right now. She was? She did?
Huh?
Oh, my heavens. What?
What is it? For goodness sakes, get on a chair. She's going to sing.
Hold on, Aunt Mary. She said Laura was worth millions.
Millions?
Yes, and the letter says there are only 12 relatives to divide the estate. Oh, millions.
Let me talk to Aunt Mary. Give it here.
Just like a dream.
Hello? Yes. Now, look here. How did you... What? Did you... Never mind the turkey platter, Aunt Mary. Yeah, we'll get it back. Look, that is not the important thing right now. What is all this about? We'll get it. We'll get the platter. Now, look, would you please stop talking about... Yes, I'll call Boston at once. I'll call this law firm and find... As soon as I know what's what, I'll call you right back. Okay. Okay, goodbye. Yeah, I'll ask about the turkey platter. Yes, goodbye.
I can't believe it. Man. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it exciting?
Yes.
Think what you can do with all that money.
Yes.
The house, dear. We can have it built just exactly the way we wanted it to begin with, without cutting things out and saving here and there.
And trips to Europe.
Trips to Europe. And I can buy Mother a new car, and you can pay off the mortgage on your dad's house just so they can stop worrying about it.
Let's not. Get me the letter. I got to call Boston right away. I may have to go up there tomorrow.
But you couldn't get away?
Of course I can get away. I have to protect your interests, don't I?
It's your job, dear. What if
they... Oh, the heck with my job. Look, I may wind up just managing your investment.
Isn't it funny? I feel strangely calm instead of excited, as though I'd always known that someday I'd have money, you know? I feel different.
Operator, I want to call Boston. Yes, long distance, please.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. On an average,
How many times a week do you run into friends or neighbors who tell you about all their troubles? And how often would you say to someone drop by to let you know she's feeling as well as can be expected, but certainly no better than that? Well, chances are you have nothing but sympathy and genuine interest in the welfare of your friends. But just between us, in contrast to all of the complaints one hears in the course of a week, isn't it refreshing to have Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney drop by to find out how you are and to chase away the blues with their songs? CBS Radio's Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, come your way 11 times a week on most of these same stations. Every one of them is a capsule of good cheer. Day after day, Bing and Rosemary have agreeably positive things to say, and they say them with music at that. So you join us on CBS Radio for the next Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
You are trying to make the salad.
Is he still on the phone?
Yes. Goodness, he's been talking to Boston for 15 minutes. You have a terrible phone bill.
We can pay it. What's the little phone bill? Let's go see what he's saying. Dear, you come on.
Yes, of course. I'll do that. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Cole. Fine, then we'll be in touch with you. Right, goodbye.
Goodness, what have you been talking about?
Now, let me break the news gently. She was worth millions.
What do you mean?
She lost a great deal in certain investments, and the rest of it she gave away to humane societies.
Oh.
Seems that she and her deceased husband were very fond of cats.
Cats?
Cats.
Didn't she leave anything?
Well, she left a house. It's quite old, very old, in fact. And it was filled with 2 tons of old newspapers and cardboard boxes and, well, the garbage trucks, I guess, had quite a field day clearing out the refuse. So, you know, she collected things like old pianos. There were, or there are, 23 upright pianos falling to pieces.
Oh. You mean one of my relatives was one of those recluses who...
I'm afraid so, dear.
Well, what in heaven's name was the letter about? What did I inherit, an old upright piano?
Oh, now, maybe she left the money sewed up in an old mattress or hidden under the floorboards.
Well, now I know how they feel on the $64,000 question, when they miss the right answer.
But cheer up. All is not lost.
What do you mean?
Well, since Mr. Cole wrote you the letter Monday, they have found the will.
What? Oh, what did it say?
Well, Mr. Cole couldn't tell me, but the will is going to be read on May the 20th. That's a Tuesday, and he's writing the relatives asking for their attendance in Boston.
So didn't he say? I mean, do you have any idea what the
will...
Look,
that's all I know, except he said it was a most unusual will. Now you want to go?
To Boston?
Yeah, that's the week Betsy has vacation, isn't it? I mean, I thought we'd all, you know, including you, Aunt Effie, we'd all drive to Boston.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I figure after this you need something to cheer you up. I don't know what we'll get out of this besides a trip, but, well, how about it? You want to go?
Oh, yes!
Oh, yes! All right, then finish getting dinner, will you? I'm starving.
Oh, dinner's ready. Oh, Betsy, and she's roller skating.
Oh, dear, did you ask Mr. Cole about the turkey platter?
Oh, honey.
Aunt Mary wants to get it before Cousin Grace does, and I do think she has more right.
Oh, boy. Family.
The couple next door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.